Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. And it's so wonderful to have you here. And we're sure to have an amazing show. First of all, later on, I'm going to be featuring Jane Del Piero. She's calling in from Costa Rica, so we know she's having a good time with the monkeys and bananas and all that, the mangoes there. And she's a Chinese medicine woman, a shaman. She also is an expert in nutrition, Mayan healing, and many other things. She's a renowned healer. So we're going to learn a lot from her today. And I'm going to be talking in a little bit about your story, and particularly how it reflects on your business. You know, we hear the word branding all the time. And branding actually comes from, you know, for those of us who are sensitive to animals, I even hate to bring this up, but I'm gonna because it's where it came from, right? They branded cows. They branded animals saying, you're mine, you belong to me. And they looked at a logo on an animal and instantly knew which farmer it belonged to. That's where marketing branding for our business comes from, is that we are branding ourselves. Someone will see something and immediately know it must belong to us, be indigenous to us. Interesting, right? So we'll talk a little bit, and I'm going to give you a couple of 411 information about how you, too, can rebrand what you're doing and get noticed and known. And it's very interesting. I have friends who are branding experts. I'm not an expert at this. Although because I coach people a lot of times in radio, books, and business, this is one of the things that comes up. And very interesting, people often will say to me, who are branding experts, the one thing they see me is rock and roll. So that's very interesting because obviously, even though I've been a singer in my life, that's not what I do today. It's really not what I do. It's not how I make my money. It's not how I'm known. But what they mean is my photos, my website vibe, the stuff I send out should have an element of rock and roll. That means casual with some leather, but with some upscale, but with, right? So I love that because that's directional. You can run with stuff like that. You can express yourself easily through that if that's your truth. Well, what else? Books. If you've got a book that you've written, and I have people come to me all the time who books have been published and haven't done very well, and you want to republish it and have a great experience, meaning it becomes a bestseller, or if you've got a new book and it isn't out there yet, go to mybestsellerbook.com. We're actually having a sale right now, so you can check in and get a very special price for just the next few days. And also, Media Mastery Radio is up and running. I coach people how to get on radio, how to be exquisite, what to put together, the 411 and the everything. And people come to me, we spend the day together, and really, not only do their lives change, but mine does too, because I'm such a proud mama watching them go out there and do an amazing job messaging themselves and getting booked on beautiful, big shows and getting results. That's what it's all about. So I also do what I teach because I'm known out in the world as a success and media expert. So I'm interviewed all the time, and I get to experiment with what I teach and see how well it works, that I get clients through being interviewed as well. Yep, yep, yep. So here you are, and you've got a business, right? You could be an entrepreneur. You could be in business for yourself. You could be a healer, speaker, author. Five ways to tell your branding story. You've got a great product, right, or a great service, or maybe both, and what you want is for your packaging, your website, your tagline to be cohesive. But that's not enough. Really, to be a brand today, you need to have a story. Your brand story needs to take the personal background that you have, combine it with your company's mission, and then it makes customers and investors listen. So I'm going to deconstruct a little bit five universal stories that your brand can tell and see where you resonate, what you can use that you're not using. It's a little bit of advice and how you can use these ideas to write your brand's next chapter. First story is the old way had to change. The old way had to change. Well, here's what that's about. Story one, it used to be enough just to be the fastest, the cheapest, some kind of est, right? But now companies talk in terms of disruption. What they're saying is that your way of doing things is so spot on, it changed the competition. Now, that is a really powerful endorsement. You're saying to people, I do things that I outwit, outlast, outsurvive the competition and give you a result nobody else can. That is a powerful endorsement, and consumers always like a leader. As a disruptor, you're willing to launch a business that others thought was crazy. Think about it. Uber sounded nuts. People jumping in strangers' cars instead of hailing a cab. What? But hey, it works. So don't frame yourself as a disruptor unless you really are, until you've really disrupted something. And then if you are a disruptor, do the story one, the old way, how to change. Here's a story in action. There's a Phoenix-based company called Carvana. It's a used car buying website. It allows consumers to search for, finance, purchase, and take delivery of their car without dealing with a salesperson. Oh, love that, right? Because people rarely complain about buying a car, and yet the industry has strangely been immune to change for 75-plus years. And that is why, since they launched in 2013, Carvana has raised $300 million from investors and is on its way to ringing up annual revenues of $200 million. That's a disruptor. Branding story number two. Nothing existed like this existed, so we made it. Now, that's perhaps the most common of all the brand stories. Hey, I wanted it. I couldn't find it, so I made it. It's simple. It's relatable. The CEO was once like you, dear customer. Think about the movie, if you haven't seen it, Joy. And Joy, I may not be able to say her last name. It's Mangiano, Mangano, something like that, Italian last name. But amazing story about a woman who had so much trouble raising kids and a sort of an absentee husband and wasn't making money and was going to lose her house and couldn't even mop and finally went, darn it, I'm going to create a mop that sells. And she ends up going on QVC. She bombs the first time. Then she learns how to sell her own product. And now she's a multi-billionaire. And you see her products everywhere, like hangers and other things that help in the house that she couldn't find, so she made them. Yay, I love that one. Story number three, we know your problem, and we have a solution. So if your business doesn't solve someone's problem somewhere, it's obviously going to be a short-lived enterprise. It's really about identifying a problem that your customer may not even be able to think about. So you want to speak to specific needs. You really have to know your particular customers. Let me give you an example. There's a company by the name of Grizzly Labs. So the Grizzly Labs has a smartphone app, and the smartphone app scans documents. What if your employees need to do this all the time, right? So you can equip your employees with Genius Scan, and then you don't need them to be in the office to access documents. So the story isn't really about the product. The story is about the worker on the go. And for the right kind of user, it's totally relatable. I used to do some contract work at a government facility, at a NASA facility, and I can tell you they use this. The company used something like this because we had to scan so many things. I didn't in particular, but they loved utilizing something right on their smartphone, boom, and off and running. And, of course, you can send it to anyone you need to or have it at your disposal. Story number four, we give back. We give back, socially responsible business model. Many of you may resonate with this. This is something where customers feel, hey, this is done right. And it's not only done right, it's done for the right reasons. Think about a company like Tom's, right? Tom's, the toothpaste and the shoes and many other things. Well, they tell a philanthropic story, and it resonates. How helpful are they being to the planet and to other people? They're utilizing their talents and their strengths, but they're helping the economy, they're helping the country, they're helping the planet. It's eco-friendly. What else? Do you want to change the world, right? That's where you'd fit in for story four, we give back. You want to change the world, change the system. So you invite consumers to do the same. And then it's a win-win for everybody. And the final story, story number five, trust us. Trust trust us. We have nothing to hide. So how do people decide whom to do business with? Well, they ask two related questions. Whom shall I trust and whom shall I believe in? Now, if your company, your branding, uses transparency, that can be a really powerful statement. Just be sure to be able to back it up. So here's the story in action. Trust us, we have nothing to hide. There's an online apparel company called Everlane. It had a thought-provoking sale. So many products that they put up, the shoppers could pick among three pieces, but each of those pieces came with information. So the cheapest piece had underneath it, this covers our cost of production and shipping. And the company said, go up, next piece, and if you pick this one, you're going to help cover overhead, investment and growth, and so on. So they showed exactly where the money was going to be spent, and people had choice. It's part of that company's radical transparency. Radical transparency. So it extends to offering details on its manufacturing, pricing, and more. And its tagline is, know your factories, know your costs, always ask why. So you see where this story resonates with people? Trust us, we have nothing to hide. Always, with this particular story, it's about transparency and prices, and you're reinforcing your message. It's a storytelling cycle. So where do you fit in all of this, and how are you telling your branding story? Because what I know for sure is when you have a product, a service, or both, if you really want to get it out there, yes, packaging, yes, website, yes, tagline, yes, photos, all cohesive, but now to really be a brand and get recognized for your niche and your brilliance, have a story. Have a story that includes your personal background, and combine it with your company's mission, and you will make customers and investors listen. Brands tell a story. Well, as promised, we've got Jane Del Piero here. She is a medicine woman, modern-day shaman, dream accelerator, healer, acupuncturist, nutritionist, sound healer, ascension facilitator, and transformational guide. Her company, Love Light, offers healing services including all of the above and gong baths, herbal medicine, nutritional counseling, reflexology, shamanic services, retreats, workshops, and much, much more. Love Light's website also includes an online store for herbs, sacred essential oils, textiles, and goddess adornment for body and home. Jane also offers sacred services, empowerment rituals, and distance healing around the world. If you'd like to know more about her, go to lovelight.net, and it's spelled LUVLIGHT.net. Jane Del Piero, it is so great to have you on Dare to Dream Radio. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here.
Thank you. Me as well. And I'm looking forward to our conversation on health and wellness, and all that's possible in the healing transformational realm. So that is a lot to be doing out in the world. How do people know how to call on you or what to call on you for?
How do people know how to call on me? It's like we've made a contractual agreement in a past life to meet up at a certain time to work together. So what I do is I put my hand out to the universe to receive those people that are in need of my services, and they kind of just end up finding their way to me. And also in the music industry or where I've worked before in film or music, my name is known pretty well, so they will ask people about me and then they'll find my contact via the website or the internet. And when people come to me specifically, it's a very unique and individual session that they will go through. And a lot of people, I'll tell them to look at my website at first, to take a little time, and then when we finally talk, if it's a distance healing or they meet me in my office, the first question I will ask them is, if we could change one thing in your life today, what would it be? And we go from there.
That's a nice question. I like that. If we could change one thing in our life, where would we be? And when you work with people, I know you're based in Colorado, but I know we're speaking from Costa Rica right now. Are you a world traveler, and how does that work? How do people find you that way?
Yes, I am a world traveler, and people have, like this morning I did a session on via Skype with a man in New Jersey. So we just talked over the phone, and I also do FaceTime distance healing sessions with people. That way they can find me through Facebook or something like that, and then they'll start sending me messages. He was having a really hard time over the last few months, contacted me, looked at my website, and when I asked him this morning, if we could change one thing in your life today, what would it be? And his answer was trust, trusting others, trusting himself. And then through a little bit of work that I call Love Light Illuminations, which is a form of theta healing, we went in and asked his body a number of questions where he's muscle testing and receiving the answers and telling me what answers he's getting. And through that, the ultimate, the bottom question or the card that would make the house collapse for him was, I love myself. And he got the answer, no. And so what I did was I went in and I changed the program in his mind, in his body, in his DNA, in his auric field to I love myself, yes. And then when we retested, he got a yes. And then he broke down in tears crying because he was like, that was so powerful. And that's what he needed because he was actually sabotaging so much of his life looking for love outside of himself.
I imagine that's a pretty common story amongst many people.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in this? So you have a lot of expertise under your belt, which I love. You know, you're sort of full service gal. How did you even get into alternative healing?
My father died when I was very young, so I started to dream about people from my past lives as a young child and actually went and met a man that I had known from my past life, a Native American man, took my mother to his house. So I had always been very psychic and intuitive. I used to tell my mother who was calling every time the phone would ring or tell her things that she didn't know yet, and then she'd receive the information. And then once my father died, I kind of shut it down just because of the pain of what was going on in my childhood from that loss. And then it was via music and actually the Grateful Dead that I found that love light within me. And once the spark ignited, then I was remembered that I had made an agreement to come here to be of service and to do these things. And the road just kept unfolding from plant spirit medicine and studying with shamans to going into studying massage. And then the next thing I knew, I was in acupuncture school. And then I'm studying sound healing. And it just always kept clicking as long as I stayed true to my path.
How did the Grateful Dead inspire you on the path? Tell that story.
It was at a Grateful Dead show, and they were singing a song in, it was at the Oakland Coliseum, and they were singing the song, He's Gone. And during the song, He's Gone, I saw this light come out of Jerry Garcia's face, and it pretty much was like a spotlight right on my face. And all of a sudden, he was talking to me about my father. And the next thing I knew, I was standing on top of Ajax Peak in Telluride, Colorado, which is where I'm from. And my father appeared, and he said, I'm so sorry for what happened. Can you forgive me? And I said, yes. And as I said, yes, I could start to hear the music coming back in, and I started to dance around. And when I danced around, I put my arms up in the air, and the star shot out of me. And that was me releasing my father from... When people commit suicide, it's very hard for the people left behind to forgive.
And that's how he passed away? He committed suicide?
Yes. Mm. And so that was... Tough. For me to forgive him, that opened up every door and every avenue in my life of, because to err is human, to forgive is divine. And then I was granted a lot of magic. The magic from my childhood came back as the adult.
And so you're fully embracing it today. And that's, it's interesting because that is so often the story of healers or people who have extreme psychic gifts, that they go through something either in childhood or just after where they shut it down and they have to almost go through a healing themselves to reawaken what's already there, accept, embrace, and then give it out to the world.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. And the more you awaken, the more I've been awakened, then I allow myself to come into contact, like say with my twin flame or somebody who then awakens me more because it heals another level of the karma or the baggage that I could carry around. Because in our cells, in our body, in our DNA, in our auric fields, we carry lifetimes of information on genetic levels, on historic levels.
You're talking about your twin flame, and I'm curious. I've seen that you've got somebody who's a partner. Looks like you may do the same kind of work. Is this your twin flame?
No, that's my soulmate. So I actually have been blessed to have both, which is very bizarre. And they're two different individuals, completely unique and different. One is living in Colorado in the mountains. One lives in here in Costa Rica on the beach, and it's just a totally different world. But what they're awakening within me is lifetimes of healing both the divine masculine and the divine feminine by assisting in their healing too, because they know each other, so they've become friends, so it's healing that too for them. And I went through my Kundalini rising here in Costa Rica.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
In 2012. It happened in May of 2012.
Scary, exciting?
It was everything from scary to exciting to, it was like a full awakening. So it was like I got fully plugged into a circuit and got the full charge through my system. And to not be in my home, like in the mountains, in the snow, because I like live in a snow globe, to be safe in that place. To have it happen to me in a third world country, in the hot, dry, you know, arid, beachy conditions where the ocean is, I've almost drowned, and like things like this. It was very much a spiritual awakening, cleansing so many levels for me. Because we are... as humanity, we are awakening right now, a lot of people.
Oh, indeed. I think this has been in place for some time. And I have to say, as yet another human walking around, it just continually feels like it's being ramped up.
And yes,
I
it is.
Imagine, so this is a great segue here, because one of the things it says that you are an expert in is ascension facilitator. And that's the very word I was just about to use, is it feels energetically like we are being ascended. And my intuitive feeling, if you will, is that if the dial had been taken from, let's say, 2010 to where we're, not even here now, but way beyond where we're going to be heading, 2016 and beyond, functioning from, if it did, you know, flip the dial up, we would all be burnt out. We would never be able to handle it, but it's a very slow-grade ascension of a vibration and energy. That's my take on it. Talk to me about it. What's going on?
It's like the flame, the soul, the light within our souls or the light within our heart has finally been ignited. And so now what's going to happen is that we're going to gently let that fire tend to the fire and allow it to grow, because each time we're actually putting wood or a spiritual quality into that fire, it's going to be like the phoenix and reemerging as something new. So say in a past life we had a lot of issues around personal power. Then for us, that spark, when it comes in at first, it's about really claiming your personal power, owning it, being secure within it, and then allowing yourself to nurture it and feed it every day as you move along. And then that flame will continue to grow, because that flame is like the light within our souls. It's leading us. It's that love light that is taking us somewhere.
Taking us somewhere. Well, if you want to come along with us and you have some interest in asking Jane any questions about what she does and bees out in the world as an expert, call in. You can interact with us. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008 or directly 323-744-4831. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to ask a few more questions about ascension and transformation work, music of the spheres, and how Jane has dreamed and created those into her reality. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.DebbieDashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.DebbieDashinger.com.
In my eyes, in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, in my life, I have been.
Well, Jane Del Piero, I know when we were just breaking there, we were talking about ascension. So you do ascension facilitation and you're a transformational guide. First of all, I just love the sound of that. I love the vibration of that. Let's start there. What does that mean exactly? What do you do with people, or how do you facilitate?
Well, what we're doing is we're opening up sacred crystalline spherical space within the human body and within ourselves that allows us to step out of ordinary reality and enter into a shimmering mystical realm of living light. Because we are all light beings. We are here on a vibrating different energies. And the more we move into joy, love, peace, happiness, and up in that ascension, the better we are as humans. We're shining brightly from within. And so I'm helping people find new pathways of light that will open within them, that allows them to access higher trance states of being, to actually get into how powerful the human mind really is, and to calm the monkey mind, to get rid of the story that no longer serves them.
What is it like to have a session like this?
It tends up to be a little bit emotional for people, because what we'll do is we get to a belief system or a program that may have been instilled into them in past lives or in this lifetime that actually is something that's like holding them back. It's like a leash on them. And so once we release the leash, there's an emotion because they're free of like the burden of something that wasn't allowing them to step fully into their most divine self.
That sounds very shamanic. I have had a shamanic experience. Is that akin to a shaman healing?
Yes. Now, remember, though, in the shamanic world, we have people that go into the underworld to retrieve people or lost parts of us. Then there's the middle world, which is like the earthly realm here. And then there's the celestial realm where the gods, the angels, the spirit guides and everything work. in working, say if I'm doing a love light illumination session, then what I will do is I go in and I make a command on your behalf or the client's behalf to have the program altered, deleted, changed, resolved, released on the historic level or on all levels in the body, and ask that a new program be instilled. So a program of money doesn't grow on trees is a lot of people's belief. So where does money come from? Paper. Where's paper come from? Trees. We get maple syrup from trees. We make houses from trees. So what I would do is go in and change that belief to money does grow on trees, or that money is easily accessible, so that that can open up a new pathway for them to travel upon.
I love the maple syrup illusion. It's so true. And it actually also, you know, so money's sweet. Money's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money is thick and yummy, and it's a great condiment to life. I could think of lots of things. And, you know, I'm listening to you, Jane, and I just feel called to ask, if it is a comfort to you, would you be willing to do any modality that strikes you, any kind of a healing right now for just a minute or so for the listeners as a whole? Just to do something synergistic or to up-level, uplift, whatever you might feel called to. But I feel called to ask you to do that.
Yeah, well, let me, I'm going to just drop in for 1 second here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send everybody the paradise energy.
Oh,
and
nice.
So by doing that, I'm going to hold my hand right now. I'm looking out at the Pacific Ocean, and I'm going to hold my hand, my right hand up to the ocean, and I'm going to put my left hand back towards the radio here, and I'm going to ground in. And to each and every listener, I now activate and invoke the crystalline sphere of sacred radiance. I connect with the crystalline blueprint and the luminous energies of the crystalline grid of Christosophian consciousness of love, opening a spherical crystalline sacred circle of light to surround me with infinite love, wisdom, and grace. I send the healing energy of the Pacific Ocean and the paradise energy to each and every one of you. Aho, done. So you'll feel that just kind of come through, and it's just a distance healing thing that I do a lot with people, because I'm just asking that we all travel across the same ley lines or destiny paths, because each of us has a destiny line that is laid out from the minute we are conceived until we end, and it's like creating the right destiny lines for people, because oftentimes they'll get kind of messed up by other people that have come along, and we start to believe things that we're told. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve this. How can a woman make that much money? Whatever the things are. So it's bringing everybody back to that destiny line of paradise is right here in front of each and every one of us.
Welcome to paradise.
Yay.
And thank you for that. That was really beautiful. When it's said that you play the music of the spheres, what kind of sacred healing is that? What exactly is the music of the spheres?
The music of the spheres is actually playing the planetary sound on the human body or around the human body. And so I have gongs and chimes and tuning forks that are calibrated to the elliptical orbits of the planets. So things in outer space don't go around in a circle. They go around in an ellipses, which is an egg shape. And as they come closer to the Earth, then they'll spin way out and come back. But they're, for centuries, millennia, they have been studying the stars, and they know that there are sounds created in outer space. So the sound of Earth, as it's spinning through space and time, one step closer to the divine, the sound of the Mother Earth is Om. Om is the home tone for humanity. And it brings us back to Earth. It grounds us in when we say Om. So what I'll do is I play gongs, chimes, singing bowls. I'll put in Tibetan singing bowls that have been prayed on by the monks and stuff, and crystal singing bowls. and I'll reformat cellular memory by using the music of the spheres. Say, by playing Venus on somebody, you can download love into the human body, because Venus is all about that for humanity. It's a very feminine love planet.
I've had experience with bulls before, and I have to say, a couple of them, and it was profound. Nothing should surprise me, really. But I always walk into everything. I'm the most open skeptic, you know. I always think everything's bunk, but yet I'm extremely open. I'll sort of try anything once. And I was really blown away by the potency and the complete change that occurred for me from the moment I walked in, what I went through. And literally, I was crying in the beginning. It surprised me. And then how I exited the experience, I felt really magnificent. And so what I hear you saying, though, is that you incorporate several of these, depending on the person, or is it all at once?
It depends on the person. I can't blow people all the way out into outer space, all the way out to Pluto in the very beginning, because it's hard for them to come back to the Earth. So I gently begin to step people off the first time they're in my office, or when I do it over the phone, I can play the sounds through the phone with them. And then I have them do some homework that I give each person depending on what's going on with them. And then from there, then the next time, then we start to incorporate a little bit more and a little bit more. Because what I'm doing is I'm reformatting cellular memory. And within our cells, we're holding memories not only of this lifetime, but every lifetime. And so what happens with everything in the universe being in a state of vibration, humans tend to be either going to a funeral or going to a New Year's Eve party. They don't know the middle of the road yet. They haven't found out how just to be and be smooth and gentle with themselves. So it's moving somebody. I don't want to move them all the way from a funeral vibration where they're down and low all the way into the New Year's Eve party, because that can blow all their circuits. So I will gently begin to step them up vibrationally. And as they do, by doing daily mantras and working with meditation or yoga practice or whatever homework I give them, then their vibration begins to alter and change. Then they can allow more positive vibrations into them.
That sounds really yummy. I know that you have done work for Quentin Tarantino. Talk about that. You've been on his movie set or worked with him for many months.
Yeah, I worked for the Hateful Eight movie in Telluride and then again in Los Angeles. And that was, friends of mine still laugh because they're like, well, of course you go work for the movie called The Hateful Eight to change the vibration in there. And it was more about awakening people in the movie industry right now to the vibrations of what's happening on the planet Earth, because they have so much power and so much clout with people that if they can put out movies about people awakening and talk to people about the importance of humanity and the earth and love one another, Bob Marley, all kind of energy, that thing, then they can start to change people more rapidly, because there's more and more people watching those movies. So even by me just working around Quentin Tarantino and Bob Richardson, who was the head cinematographer, Stacey Shear, Georgia Cancatus, who are all these producers and movie people, I change their vibrations. And when I change their vibrations, then they go out in the world and they feed other people that uplifted vibration about love and light and about shining from inside.
How did you like anyone you fell in love with? How was Quentin? Was he as interesting and quirky as he appears to be?
By far, yes. Totally interesting and quirky. And the first night I actually worked on him, and I went in, it was just me and him where he was staying in Telluride, and I entered his house and we were talking. I didn't realize it was him. I was like, oh, this is his assistant or somebody helping him. And then I looked at him, because once he stood up and felt comfortable around me, then we kind of melded together. Because oftentimes people get a little bit uncomfortable at first, thinking I might be like reading into them psychically or getting a lot of intuitive information. And I have to always let them know that I have no judgment. I'm not really here. I don't really care. I'm not holding on to anything. Whatever information that comes is really just kind of like, this is for you. How you choose to use it is for you. So with him, after the first night, then he was very intrigued. I did a lot of sound healing on him, and he wanted to know a lot about what it was doing, how it could help him, what I wanted, what I could see in his future coming and how I could help him have better things for his like health or wellness in his future. And so he definitely lit up, and there was like, oh my God, it's like a kid in a candy store when they start to see these new possibilities. Mm. And then my favorite go ahead.
Yeah. Your favorite.
I was going to say my favorite person to work on from that whole film was a guy named Bob Richardson, who is an Academy Award winning cinematographer. He was phenomenal, like the changes and shifts that he went through. And even a lot of the people on site, he had broken his back while in Telluride. So he's in a lot of pain. And then I start working on him, and he was like blown away every day. He'd be like, what did you do to me? He was like, call me witch doctor. And he couldn't believe it, because I was just changing programs within him about pain and about like, oh, my back hurts, whatever it is. And he's actually my first testimonial on my website. He just loved me and adored me so much. And he made me laugh. They're nice people. And one of the things about working on people like this for me, the reason it works so well for me is, to me, they're just like anybody else, my neighbor, some guy that I, you know, whatever, ski with or something. I don't see that star all around them, so that there's a real connection there, because they're just who they are, another human.
Another human doing their brilliance out into the world. Well, if you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. I am interviewing Jane Del Piero. She runs Love Light, and she's a medicine woman, modern-day shaman, healer, acupuncturist, nutritionist, sound healer, ascension facilitator, and transformational guide. We've got so much more to talk about. Stay with us. We'll be back with more with Debbie and Jane in just a moment.
Dare to dream, dream, dream.
My bestseller book.com. The bestseller launch program team has long-term client credibility and 100% success in creating international best-selling books. Your book will become a U.S. or international Amazon bestseller guaranteed. You will get published and you keep all the royalties, even if your book is already published. Your book will be promoted to over 1 million of our global following. You'll be provided comprehensive reports, including hourly bestseller proofs during your launch. And you'll have book press releases and radio interviews and everything to create a tsunami of interest and knowledge about you as a writer and for your book. Are you ready to become a bestseller? Well, the Guaranteed International Bestseller is available for you at mybestsellerbook.com. What a great investment. Mybestsellerbook.com.
Only a few will take a chance.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
MyBestsellerBook.com. The bestseller launch program team has long-term client credibility and 100% success in creating international best-selling books. Your book will become a U.S. or international Amazon bestseller guaranteed. You will get published and you keep all the royalties, even if your book is already published. Your book will be promoted to over 1 million of our global following. You'll be provided comprehensive reports, including hourly bestseller proofs during your launch. And you'll have book press releases and radio interviews and everything to create a tsunami of interest and knowledge about you as a writer and for your book. Are you ready to become a bestseller? Well, the Guaranteed International Bestseller is available for you at mybestsellerbook.com. What a great investment. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Only a few will take a chance.
Are you ready to work with a leader whose clients get results? Debbie Dashinger believes you were born with a unique gift. She leads exceptional teleseminar classes and consults leaders and executives to go beyond obstacles and limits. Clients worldwide receive accelerated results and are catapulted into spectacular successes. For an appointment, go to www.debbiedashinger.com.
Del Piero, I want to talk about dreams and what kind of dreams you've had throughout your life, personally or professionally, and what dreams you've had that you actually turned into your reality.
Oh, I'm a master manifester. I can tell you, one of my favorite stories is the day that Bob Dylan was playing in Telluride, Colorado. And for 3 days before he showed up, I told everybody, I'm going to meet Bob Dylan. I'm going to meet Bob Dylan. I'm going to meet Bob Dylan. And the day that he was in town and I was out with my friends doing something, and I looked at them and I was like, I have to go right now. And it was like, this angel says, you got to go right now. And I hear this voice in my head. So I went back to my house and I took a shower, got dressed, and I turned around and waved to my mom, who was at my house with my aunt. And I said, bye. And I walked right into Bob Dylan. And my mom was just like, her mouth. I'll never forget my mom's face. So I manifest a lot of things. If I see something or I dream of something and envision it in my life, what I'll do is I'll put it out there and I'll see myself doing it and reaching for the stars as much as I can. But then I also have to know when is the time to let it go and forget about it. And then at the right moment, it'll drop back in for me.
Wow. Interesting stuff. So is that like a quality that people come into life with? Because I have a girlfriend who says the same thing, major manifester. But I just know the two of you, so is that like everybody is, or that's actually a quality you come in to assist you?
I think everybody probably has it, but they probably start to doubt themselves. Like, I can't do that, or who do you think you are that you could do that? That's something we hear from our parents or from other people. You know, when people say no to me, I'm not the type of person that hears it, because for me, it's all of a sudden like, well, I'll show you that I can. You know, in a lot of ways, that's not necessarily a great quality, but it also for me is like, no is not a word that works for me a lot in my vocabulary. So maybe is a better word, or yes, there's a possibility. And really just believing, because I honestly believe that life is like a movie screen. And so the movie I'm projecting out to the world is what I think and feel honestly about myself. And so the more I fall in love with myself every day, the more my movie that is presented out to the world becomes, you know, Academy Award winner. Because I'm falling in love with myself and my life every day. And then that's just showing other people. I'm illuminating others to do the same.
And who is your biggest inspiration? Who inspired you the most and gave you the wisdom that changed your life?
A Mayan teacher of mine named Miss Beatrice Waite, who, when I was in Boulder, Colorado, I was studying botany, and a girlfriend of mine had asked me to go to a women's gathering, and I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to go, and she talked me into going, and there was a group of like 35 women, and this Mayan woman was sitting across the whole party from me, and she kept smiling and looking at me, and when I got up to leave, she came over to talk to me, and, she had told me that she'd been looking for me in this lifetime. And so I ended up apprenticing with her for a number of years and studying down in Belize and studying Mayan traditional medicine and Mayan healing with her. And she helped me remember on a cellular level the gifts that I actually came here to share with others. The gift of healing, the gift of healing the wounded child within us all.
Mm-hmm. Powerful stuff. I'm so grateful you told that story. I have something a little similar. When I first started radio, now it's 10 years ago, I had a psychic on the show, and we were getting off the line. I completed the show, and she said, stay just a minute, just 1 minute once the show is done, just you and me. And we did. And she said, I want you to look up this word because it's a gift you have, and it's called clairsentient. I had never heard that before. I had no clue what she was referring to, but I understood clair, what the implication was. And she said, just look up clairsentient. Call me in about 3 days. And I did. I went on Google, and after I read that first page, clairsentience, I was blown away. A tiger, hungry, you know, and reading page after page, the enormity of explanation of an entire life of experiences that I had never understood and had pushed somewhere far away out of rejection and confusion. And not only did it bring everything full circle, but I started playing with the skills and the gifts, and I completely embraced that that was a, you know, big part of who I was. Life-changing moment. And I did. I called her 3 days later, and we had conversation, and she explained more my particular gift in the realm. And I had somebody I could tell all the things I had done, felt, and experienced my whole life who got it.
Yeah. So we each have that gift, clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance. It's that we shut them down in childhood through patterning, through belief systems, schools, whatever. And then once they awaken again with you, that was the spark that lit your life back on fire for you. And then each day you were just feeding that fire again and again and again. Because you began to listen to the angels, your spirit guides, the ascendant masters, the nature beings, the fairies, the divas that were all trying to tell you, you are a divine gift from God. You are made from the divine. You are made from stardust. You are here to shine.
We're all made from stardust, and we are all here to shine. Well, I'm interviewing Jane Del Piero. Her website is lovelight.net. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. And if you're just tuning in or with us the whole show, you can join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com, that's DACHINGER.com, or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay with us. We'll be back for more.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
in a bucket in the backyard under the sun. He's got his head down looking in the water just to see what he'll find. It won't take too long till he's off to search for somebody else. I'm gonna pay close attention to the moment.
Well, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I am interviewing Jane Del Piero. What a beautiful name you have, by the way. Jane Del Piero, who runs Love Light, LUVLight.net. She's our modern-day medicine and shaman woman and many other healing modalities. Jane, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I dare to dream to put together healing retreats for people and take them to places of power on the planet. So one would be bringing people to Costa Rica to instill paradise and relaxation into them, help them heal on that level. Dare to dream to be taking people to Peru, to Machu Picchu, to places like that, places of power, to actually remember on a cellular level what they came here to do, to help awaken them so that we can save this planet.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show today, and for retreats and more things, go to Jane's website at lovelight.net. Thank you for inspiring us on Dare to Dream today.
Oh, thank you so much, Debbie.
And I end today's show with this quote from Max Dupree. We need to give each other the space to grow, to be ourselves, to exercise our diversity. We need to give each other space so that we may both give and receive such beautiful things as ideas, openness, dignity, joy, healing, and inclusion. If you're interested in classes on media mastery to become the very best at radio, interviews, and creating your book into a guaranteed bestseller, go to mybestsellerbook.com or mediamasteryradio.com. And don't forget, DebbieDashinger.com. Get your free downloads and videos and interviews today. And if you love this show, share it with your friends. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream. Dreams are free. What do you dare to dream?
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.debbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.